night I never recognize my face. Good God, I'm weathered by the plans I've made. I'm singing words to truth. I never liked me anyway. Good God, I never loved my place. Keep me cool, what may. I'm heavy, so uncool. But maybe that's okay with you. Good God, I never got my due.
Local media has an agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star.
So can't loud on your speakers.
Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall.
Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving tropics of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Show featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
It's Bill, and you're tuned in to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, BuildTheScene.com/radio, RootaRooRadio.com, AltRockRadio.ca, 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri, and who am I forgetting? Oh, XRPRadio.co.uk over in Great Britain. With me tonight is Jesse from Filthy Music. What's up, Jesse?
Hey, what's up, Bill? How are you guys doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. I'm trying out some new new live streaming features using Skype and OBS and a green screen that's behind me.
Nice.
And apparently John Lane is screaming behind me too, but you guys, well, you can't see that right now, Jesse, but.
Right.
So it's been a while since you've been on. What have you been up to?
Now, you know, working on music, coming up with some film ideas for my new portion of my company and sponsoring some tours. One got canceled tonight, actually, right before you called. It was the Bridge the Gap Creative Music. It was with a guy from Wu-Tang Clan, Eternal, and we were going to go up to Detroit with probably about like 15 artists, and it was going to be a really good time for everyone, but then it got canceled. So unfortunately, I'm stuck here on March 21st. So it's going to be a good time though, at home that day.
I know how that goes. My school is now officially closed for 2 weeks. And it'll be assessed after that point to see if we're going back or not.
Yeah.
A lot of craziness going on right now.
Definitely.
So you were talking about film. What's going on in that aspect of the company?
I had a major bright idea the one day that I should use some of my creative intuition for some films that I was coming up with in my head at work, because I was kind of inspired by this, witnessing a larger man, ask a girl home in Walmart, and she was one of the employees. So I just was standing there like, why would he ask an employee if she wants to go home if she's working right now, you know? So I just kind of thought he was up to no good. So after a while, and a couple of months went by, and I got a job there to work full time, you know, paying my bills and keep my life afloat and keep my head on straight. I was sitting there one day, and I realized they had security since then. So I used my creative intuition to make a movie about a guy who loses his wife to a group of traffickers. And it was pretty wild what I was thinking. So I kind of sent that to my buddy who works in Hollywood. And he runs Valente Music LLC. And he knows a bunch of big names over there in Hollywood, because that's where he lives. Like, Hollywood's kind of a small town. A lot of people over there, they know big names because they're driving around, like, you know, whenever they see him or whatnot. And you got studios, you got all kinds of studios over there. And so he said he wanted to see a script from me, and that's what I've been working on. So I've been working on that, trying to get the ideas together in my mind, and it's going pretty swell. And as for FME, we have a lot of different variety of music coming around now. Like, I've been doing hip hop, some rap, some trance, and it's going pretty well.
I haven't seen you on Facebook in a while, and I know the reason why, but that means that I'm not really sure what all is going on the FME.
Yeah, I got I got post blocked over something pretty small too.
Hey, well, before I ask you this next question, keep in mind what I told you about my students knowing about the podcast.
Right. Right.
So, without getting in too much detail, did you deserve the ban, do you think?
Yeah, I think I deserved it. I deserve it. Dude, every single thing that's given you good or bad, you deserve, because it's always your actions. You know what I mean, Bill?
Uh-huh.
I'm sure you know this. You know it way better than me, you know?
So,
but yeah, I'll be...
Go ahead.
I'll be back in about 13 days now, and it's going to be a good time because I'm trying to plan out some promotions and whatnot, sell some more promotions. I'm trying to hire some more reviewers and content providers. And My goal with FME is become the world's most wealthy, prominent, and successful major music record label of all known to man. So I'm on my way to it, I think. I think I got a good head on my shoulders knowing what to say on social media. To answer your question, I do deserve that.
Is there a specific genre that you're gonna use for your label, or are you gonna be open to everything?
Yeah, I was mainly gonna be open to rock, heavy metal, and hardcore, and rap and hip hop. So just those major three, like rock, metal, and hip hop. So
now, I also know that you've been in a few bands yourself. Are you currently in a band?
No, not anymore. Knife Fight. We kind of just disbanded, and Will Grizzly started a band called Crooked. They are a good band. That's real good, especially if you listen to like heavy metal, hardcore, deathcore. Will Grizzly's a one of a kind guy.
Hey, well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to take a moment and play some of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has. We'll play two or three tracks, and we'll be right back with Jesse.
Thank you. This is Lou Lombardi from the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, and you're listening to the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Time I changed my mind, if it's already too late.
Okay, so we're back with Jesse. You just heard some of the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer. I probably threw a metal song or two in there as well. So, Jesse, where do you see FME in say, the next 5 years?
With at least 100 employees in a brick-and-mortar store. Also, providing the latest in content and music. I want to keep it small for now, though, but that is a goal of mine, to hire 1,500 employees.
1,500?
Yeah, because I'm trying to get a skyscraper. That's one of my goals. It sounds like such a dream, though, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to make it a reality, because sometimes dreams do become realities whenever you have the perseverance and determination to work. So that's what I've been working on. Plus, I got to take care of myself too, you know.
Yep. What kind of bands do you listen to when you're relaxing? Like who would you put on your playlist?
Signs of the Swarm, Godsmack, Infinite Annihilator, Toll, Metallica, Black Sabbath, United by Hate, Lamb of God, and those are just the bands. I also, a little secret, which isn't really a secret, but I've always listened to hip hop too. I really love Bone Thugs and Harmony, Wu-Tang Clan, Lil Wayne, Birdman, Young Dolph. But, yeah, I'm really open to a lot of different kinds of music. A lot of Pittsburgh bands I really like are Grey Walker, too. I've always loved them, especially Immense Suffering. I think they started doing tours now, or they're at least working on it.
I just recently played Grey Walker on the show.
Yeah, I love Grey Walker.
And their singer, Sykes, is also in a hip-hop hip-hop group called Sykes and the New Violence, and he does his own podcast as well. It's Start the Beat with Sykes.
Yeah, dude. I checked that out like probably every single Friday, because he was releasing it for a little bit on the weekend, right? Mm-hmm. Now I see it often.
Yeah, I see him live on Facebook a lot. I think I think he was just chatting with Whorehound recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I should play them this week. We'll play some Whorehound.
Mm-hmm.
If you could sit on that bench that everybody talks about and talk to anyone from the history of music, who would you want to talk to and what would you ask them?
Muddy Waters or Elvis is a hard question. And I would probably ask them, who bought your first guitar? Because I play guitar too, you know, but I never bought my first guitar. It was a gift, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's always how I think that every musician that's a guitarist started. I even think a lot of singers were even given gifts as guitars.
Hey, well, who bought your guitar since you brought it up?
My uncle Craig gave one to me, and it was a Cort, and it looked identical to Eddie Van Halen's guitar. But I never played it because we never got strings on it. And we just kind of junked it. Sad story. Never throw away your guitars. Seriously.
I know you do a little bit of booking. Is that something you're still going to do?
Yeah, I think I want to do ticket sales, though. But something I'm looking forward to maybe fall this year. Not even sure, really. Because I had to stop that for a little bit. It was getting kind of rough, and I didn't, I don't know, I kind of started failing at that. So I'm going to pick up the other parts of my company, you know, because mm-hmm. if you can't succeed in one thing, try something else, you know, but I think I will pick that back up, try to make it more successful than what it's been.
We mentioned your website a couple times, but we haven't said the address. In the video, it'll be scrolling at the bottom right down there, so you'll be able to see it in there. But do you want to tell everybody how to find you online?
www.filthymusic.net. Thank you.
Is there anything else you want to talk about? Anything in particular?
Good question. Let's talk about Let's talk about Benny Fierro's amazing pizza. Super good.
I have never had it, so you're gonna have to tell me about it.
It's down in Southside, right by Dollar Bank. They have like plate size. They're bigger than a plate, actually, and they're all for like $5-6 a slice. Superbly amazing.
I recently started getting pizza from a place called Perry the Pizza Man, DI.
Oh, yeah.
It's in Lower Borough. It's pretty good. But my favorite pizza is probably from I'm gonna get yelled at for this. Probably from this place called it's called Route 66 Barbecue and Wood Fired Pizza. And here's why I'm yelled at. My second favorite pizza place is this place called Domi's, which is owned by my cousin. Okay. And Domi's is short for our last name, Damiano. And I just listed someone above him.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're probably going to head on out tonight, play some more music for the listeners, if that's cool with you.
Definitely, Bill. Thank you so much.
No problem. Everybody, make sure you check out filthymusic.net. And check out his why don't you throw out some social media links before we go?
Instagram at filthymusicent, Twitter at musicfilthy, and lastly facebook.com/filthymusicent. You can find us on Facebook at Filthy Music Entertainment, spelled like that. You'll see our logo right there. Thanks, Bill.
I'll catch you later.
All right, man, you take it easy. Thank you all.
in ancient times, and we've been burned for many crimes. We have ended many lives, but we never really died. You have the sun, I have the moon. You have to fly around the world all day to keep the sun upon your face. I'd like to come and comfort you, but I'd be blinded by the blue. You have the sun, I have the moon.
Guys, this is Mark from Rat Rod. You're listening to Pennsylvania Rock Show.